Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on The Score.
Jose Abreu on deck. Abreu, when he was in Cuba, he had the nickname Pito, P-I-T-O. And then, of course, there's Yasiel Puig. Never did hear a nickname for him. 0-1. And a fly ball. He didn't get all of it, I don't think. Going to the track and watching his temp. I will be darned. He hit it over the left field wall. It sounded almost like he cracked the bat, I swear. In fact, I don't know whether the soundtrack can pick it up or not. But with the headphones on, sitting up here, that sound like a cracked bat. So for Abreu, he has 16 home runs and 44 runs batted in. The big man is back.
It's Vin Scully Jose Abreu during his rookie year. I mean, your point in transition, going from Mickey Mantle to Bryce Harper, and man, it's an incredible life. Rest in peace to the legend, the greatest to ever do it, Vin Scully.
Yeah, there was the fact that was going around when Vin was retiring that either he or Connie Mack were part of baseball every year from 1886 to 2016. You know, every year.
Yeah, he retired in end of the 2016 season, right? Yep. October of 16?
Yep.
Crazy.
It's insane. So he crossed over with Connie Mack. And just being able to, like, just cavalierly throw these historical references out there is magical stuff.
And what I think about Vin Scully, a few things, just the broadcast dork in me. Solo. Like, his solo work. He could call the play and give you the analysis of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And tell the story.
Tell the story. Keep all those things going at the same time.
Like we always talk about how baseball lends itself to in-game storytelling. And we joke and we have so many funny, weird moments of broadcasters saying things and then being like, 2-2 pitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To break it up. And it's inevitably, for most of them, kind of awkward. It never felt awkward for Vin.
No, I know. And that's the thing. We were looking through all this different audio, and I was looking through all these different long-form stories where he would tell a story over 3-4 minutes of an at-bat or 2 at-bats, and there's a bunch out there that people are sharing, and they're just freaking remarkable. Because, as you say, he's doing play-by-play and color and telling the story and not losing track. And let me tell you, as a guy who's done solo baseball work.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really shouldn't be talking here. You're a peer.
And I did a game, did 4 innings of a game.
Do you guys remember when Spiegs, we were talking about booking Spiegel Idol, and we got, we got Pat Hughes, we got Benetti, we got
Joe Buck,
Shambi, we got Joe Buck, and we were looking for, because he did fifth
yeah.
innings.
Yeah, we wanted a fifth
and
guy.
And we were looking for the fifth, and we were like throwing out some names, and he was like, I mean, like John Miller or Vin Scully would be great.
Yeah, I think Costas was thrown in there too.
Yeah,
sure, dude.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we'll get Vin Scully for you to analyze your fifth inning.
I believe that Spiegel Idol was a beautifully conceptualized and executed bit by you guys. Seriously, and the fact that it built up to Joe Buck, but Buck was fourth.
I know.
It's crazy.
And we could never beat him. We couldn't get a bigger one.
So that was the question. Is, you remember what our other idea was? Brockmire. Jim Brockmire.
Yeah, we took some big swings.
Oh, man. Having Jim Brockmire break down McCall's was a dream, and then didn't quite happen.
It did not really work.
See me read Jim Brockmire's PR team, by the way.
Yeah, it did work.
Yeah, but Brockmire, Scully, I mean, where do you go after Joe Buck? But,
it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough.
I always think of a couple things. One is that one time I was watching a game, watching some late Dodger game. There's nothing better to fall asleep to and watch then late night West Coast Vin Scully solo. I mean, just the best.
Yeah.
I remember I was watching a game one time, and it was Grandal. It was when Grandal was there, and he tried to catch a little short pop-up, okay? And a short foul pop. He, like, made a lunge for it, and it bounced off the glove. And Scully said, you know, catching a short pop-up in a catcher's mitt is a really hard thing to do. It's like catching a glass of champagne on a tray without spilling a drop. Hmm. And it just, I popped up in the bed, and I'm like, oh my God, did he either A, make that analogy before and just had it ready to go?
Yeah.
Or B, just come up with it off the top of his head? Either one is unbelievable.
Well, not when you work with Shane Reardon and the outlet analogy for the Chicago White Sox. I mean, he really is the Vin Scully of executive producers.
Remind me of the outlet
analogy.
Okay,
Speaks. So here's the thing with the... No, Speaks wasn't here on Monday, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay,
he wasn't here.
So Speaks.
Oh, this was a good one.
You know when you're in bed, your phone... Maybe you're in like an Airbnb and the outlet is behind the mattress. And you're reaching back there. You know there's a two-prong outlet back there. You know... Your phone charger is a two-prong outlet. You're trying to jam that charger in the outlet, but it won't go in there. You don't know which direction. You know you have the proper equipment to successfully plug in the charger and charge your phone, but something like the monster under there is swatting it away. That's the White Sox. The White Sox are the phone charger, and the outlet is pure success. And you have everything you need to be successful, but there's some factor, some undetermined factor that will not allow you to be successful.
See? He's Vin Scully. Yeah.
Phenomenal analogy.
He's the heir apparent. Some people would say it's Joe Davis.
We had
Do you
him
hear
right
my
here.
Monologue? You hear my monologue?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I can go 4 hours.
Yeah, you can go solo.
That was pretty strong.
Whoa, wait. Tanny, dump that, please. Erase it from the FCC. I cannot go 4 hours.
Do you want to try to solo again?
No.
Today? No? Okay.
No.
All right. But I think the other thing about him is the reverence that his peers have, right? Like, Michael Kay wrote a column in the New York Post about him. Bob Costas started crying on MLB Network today, slapped himself in the face.
Yeah, that was weird.
Gently. But he was like mad at himself for breaking on television, telling the story of Vin Scully receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And conducting the Marine Band.
The Marine Band, and how his wife was looking at him and like the true love that they had over 6+ decades or whatever it was. Like, it was just, it was unbelievable.
Can we talk about Costas slapping himself for breaking emotion?
It was odd.
Yeah.
It was odd. Get it together, Bob.
He literally slapped himself.
Take it easy, man.
It's a little bit of a window into the professionalism that he mandated into himself.
Yeah. He is the greatest to do it in terms of TV sports casting. Yeah,
Costas.
They're different. I would say Costas for the television sports casting, but Costas for play-by-play.
Yeah, but Scully has a play-by-play. Just perfect. You know, if you get a chance, watch the entirety of Kirk Gibson's at bat leading up to and then culminating with that home run in the 1989 World Series, because the whole thing is a freaking masterclass. I mean, the dude was a masterclass every night.
Yeah.
But that entire sequence, every little bit of it, it's incredible. I was watching because it popped up in Christine's TikTok, and somehow she had never seen the whole sequence. And we watched the whole thing just a couple of weeks ago. Tanny, I was texting you out of the blue about it, right? Because we were just watching. It's just incredibly perfect.
And look who's coming up.
I mean, that entire thing, there's so much there. And he's not solo. Joe Garagiola is with him, but doing very little. Laying out and letting the master
TikTok,
do his thing.
TikTok, a great medium for Vin Scully.
You can go longer on TikTok.
I'm sure.
The whole thing was on there.
You go 3 minutes now.
Yeah, it was a 3 minute video.
Nice.
3 minutes on TikTok.
You go 3 minutes on TikTok now, yeah.
Wow.
It's wild.
That's more your distance than 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I go 3 minutes. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, yeah. The best 3 minutes of your life.
Good for you. Good for you. So was this one hit you emotionally? Like, I was thinking about, we did a tribute to Bill Russell on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these titans of their industry who were relevant for 5, 6, 7 decades and were synonymous with their sport. And neither one made me particularly emotional, but you feel like a little bit of a gravitas to the idea of eulogizing them and doing it correctly, because like Vin Scully is voice of baseball. Bill Russell is the epitome of winning in team sports and a civil rights hero. Like, these people who lived those unbelievable lives for that long, when they die, it's like, how the hell do you even put their life into context? It feels impossible because he did so much. The guy was on the call for the catch for the Niners Cowboys game, Dwight Clark, back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, he did NFL games.
Yeah, he did a lot of football.
He did national TV. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. He did a lot of football. He did more football. I didn't know
people had forgotten that, though.
Yeah.
People just think he was the Dodgers' voice. He did a lot more.
Yeah, he did. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, he was always that impossibly old, impossibly ever-present force from when I was growing up.
Right.
Because he did 67 years with the Dodgers. It's just absolutely absurd.
Remember, it was made by Clayton Kershaw against the Boston Red Sox. He retired the side in Vero Beach. But he threw a curveball that buckled the knees of Sean Casey. Oh, what a curveball. Holy mackerel. He just broke off public enemy number one.
That is the joy in Vin Scully's voice the first time he saw Clayton Kershaw's curveball. That's the passion. I love that. That is always there underneath. He loved the game more than anybody. He was in it for the goosebumps and him seeing Kershaw's curveball, just losing it.
At the end of the 3 o'clock hour, we will play Chris Tannehill's tribute to Vin Scully from when he retired in 2016. We will play some unbelievable history lessons from Vin Scully. We're basically going to end each hour with very special audio from Vin. Boog will tell us some Vin Scully stories on the other side of this break, but we're going to end here with Vin Scully calling a highlight of the great Doug Buffon.
Ely on a wing now outside the tight end Mitchell. Haskell Standback all alone behind Scott Hunter, and it's a draw to Standback, and he's out to about the 38-yard line, tripped up at the last minute by Doug Buffon. Doug Buffon, number 55, coming off the field right now. The only remaining Bear who played under George Halas.
It's a sad story about Doug Buffon. He's been a fine linebacker all these years. I guess he's in his about its 11th season, but he's never played on a winning team. He's been here with the Bears, hurt last year, but never been on a winning team. A lot of the Falcons know that feeling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.